You're listening to SBS News.
They've suffered in silence for years, but over 1,000 women have been vindicated after taking on multinational medical manufacturer Johnson & Johnson and winning. Julie Davis is one of the applicants directly involved in the case.
The corporates have a lot to answer for, especially that they've treated women essentially like guinea pigs, lied about it and done nothing to help. So I really hope that this is a great move forward, and for all us women who've had to stand up and put ourselves out there to be heard, and today's is a great step forward, and we can probably start to heal a little bit. It'll never take away a lot of the pain and damage.
The class action was won on behalf of more than 1,300 women who had pelvic mesh and tape products implanted. The products are supposed to treat common complications of childbirth, such as pelvic prolapse or stress urinary incontinence. But the federal court heard in many cases the mesh eroded, leaving some women unable to have sexual intercourse or to stand for long periods of time. One woman who led the action described feeling like there was a blade in her vagina. Two Johnson & Johnson manufacturers were found to have negligently promoted the product without conducting appropriate clinical trials. Inside court, some of the women held hands and cried as the judgment was read out by Federal Court Justice Anna Katzmann.
The risks were known, not insignificant, and on the respondent's own admission, could cause significant and serious harm if they eventuated. A far more cautious approach was warranted than the respondents took.
Justine Watson from support group Mesh Injured Australia says while the decision is significant, it won't take away the women's ongoing pain and suffering.
Doctors overused it and got incentives and were rewarded for doing so. You know, hospitals had less waiting times and everybody made more money out of this. Everybody profited from our pain.
A statement from Johnson & Johnson's product development arm, Ethicon, says while it empathises with women who have experienced complications, it believes the company acted ethically and responsibly in the research, development and supply of the products. Ethicon is reviewing the federal court decision and will consider its options. Damages will be awarded early next year when the case returns to the federal court. Special Counsel Rebecca Jankowskis from Shine Lawyers says she understands around 8,000 women have been affected by the implants and tapes, but given the personal nature of their pain and suffering, there could be significantly more who are yet to come forward.
Given the years of suffering that these women have endured, the fact that their lives have been turned upside down and they can no longer function as women, as mothers and as employees, we would expect that compensation to be significant.
Women affected by mesh implants and tapes are still able to join the class action. Amy Hall, SBS News.